Mon père aussi, ma mère n'avait que moi d'enfant, maman.
Both Herbert Berliner and Romeo Beaudry wanted to increase the Canadian and Francophone presence in the market that until then had been monopolized by American firms. While Berliner created the Francophone series for his master's voice, Beaudry successfully introduced the Star series that presented thousands of recordings of popular French-speaking artists over a period of about 12 years. An author, composer, pianist, and record producer, Beaudry established Édition Radio, and as composer, Beaudry wrote more than 75 songs, which went on to be recorded. Welcome to Dead Wax 78s. I'm your host, Sean, and this is the podcast, you know, where we're going to talk about old-timey music and old-timey recording technology. Now, this is about Herbert Berliner and Romeo Beaudry, but I'm going to probably concentrate a little bit more on Romeo because we do know a lot about Herbert and what he did. I hope you enjoy this show. It's called Team Canada, Herbert Berliner and Romeo Beaudry. Now, Romeo Beaudry played a determining role in the early initiatives of the recording industry in Quebec. He spent part of his youth in Quebec, where he completed the Cours Classique at the Seminary in Quebec in 1900. After holding a position at the National Bank, he partnered with his father, Joseph, the Quebec representative for the Willis Piano Company, attaining a similar position with the Star Sales Company. Romeo Beaudry settled in Montreal in 1912, where he was also a music critic for the newspaper La Patrie. And 3 years later, he took charge of the Francophone repertoire for the Columbia Graphophone Company of New York. They requested that Beaudry put them in contact with Quebecois artists in the hopes that they could obtain French language music for their Francophone customers in New England. In so doing, established an initial contacts with the French market. Here's part one. Hervé Germain, 3 heures du matin.
La dot rapide
In 1918, the Star Piano Company of Richmond, Indiana, set up a Canadian branch named the Star Company of Canada. Beaudry was hired as the director general of the company on the strength of his existing relationship with the Star Company and his knowledge of music and musicians in Quebec during that time. He became a close business associate of Herbert Berliner, and in 1919, Beaudry awarded the contract for pressing records from Star's subsidiary, Gannett Records, for all of Canada to Berliner's Compo Pressing Factory. And in 1920, he founded Star Phonograph of Quebec, which used Berliner's recording studios to record Francophone artists under the Gannett label. Berliner formed a new record company in 1921, first called Sun, as we know, but quickly renamed Apex Records, which began producing records for Star in the 12,000 series in July 1921. Apex began selling records at 65 cents each, and with the same production, Star also sold records at 65 cents each. The other major record sellers in Quebec, Columbia and His Master's Voice, priced their records at 85 cents. This competitive pricing scheme led to the Quebec's music market being dominated by Star, and I'm pretty sure it put a wedge between Herbert and the rest of his family. The American chansonnette experienced impressive growth after the First World War. In order to enable local artists to profit from Canadian and Quebec audiences' craze for this music, Romeo Beaudry recorded more than 150 of his French adaptations of American hits by Star and His Master's Voice artists. He composed original songs, of which more than 75 were recorded, a number of them being big hits. Here's part two, 1925, Hercule Lavoie, Il ne faut pas pleurer pour ça. You shouldn't cry for that.
Vous avez 20 ans, vous êtes joli, un garçon très bien vous a fait la cour, puis vous apprenez qu'une bonne amie veut vous dérober votre seul amour. Et vous voilà tout en pleurs de voir s'enfuir le bonheur. Il ne faut pas pleurer pour ça. Allons vite sécher vos larmes. Un sourire a bien plus de charme. Et vos jolis yeux sont faits pour ça. L'amour bientôt refleurira. Chagrin, petite misère, on s'en fait souvent, bien trop sans raison. Le soleil est là, qui par sa lumière ramène la joie et les floraisons. Et ce sera votre tour de chanter avec amour. Il ne faut pas pleurer pour ça. Allons vite sécher vos larmes. Un sourire a bien plus de charme. Et vos jolis yeux sont faits pour ça. L'amour bientôt refleurira. Au soleil des douces caresses. La vie est pleine de promesses. Il ne faut pas pleurer.
As a producer, he was a pillar of the record industry during the 1920s, combining the folk style of Charles Marchand, Isidore Soucy, Eugène Daigneault, Ovila Lagaré, J.O.B. Lamadelaine, and Mary Bolduc, and American and French-inspired popular songs of which Hector Pellerin, Jean Cartier, Hercule Lavoie, Albert Mérieux, and Odile Ronchon were the principal exponents. Starr also put the recorded words in its catalog, presenting comic sketches by vaudeville artists. And furthermore, Romeo Beaudry established the radio music publisher Édition Radio, a sheet music company set up in Starr's Montreal office at 1200 Amherst Street. Around 1920, Beaudry began a collaboration with J. Hervé Germain, who recorded 18 of Beaudry's songs between 1920 and 1925. Hercule Lavoie began recording songs written by Beaudry in 1924, recording more than a dozen songs of Beaudry's over the next few years. In 1925, Compo purchased Starr Phonograph of Quebec, and Beaudry remained with the company. During this time, most of the prominent singers in Quebec appeared on the Starr label. Beaudry's most insightful move may have been supporting Marie Bolduc, in spite of the lack of success of her first releases, but the sale of Bolduc's records would later be critical to the survival of Starr through the Great Depression. Here's part 3, 1929, Marie-Madeleine, Ovila Lagaré, with Marie Bolduc.
Mon père avait une petite vache noire, mon père avait une petite vache noire à Tanergain, tu l'as cogné. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as dit de carotter ton petit pompier. À Donnergain, tu l'as cogné, à Donnergain, tu l'as cogné quand je venais pour la tirer. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as dit de carotter ton petit pompier. Quand je venais pour la tirer, quand je venais pour la tirer, à chercher rien qu'à m'encorner. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit bon de laine, t'as dû te carotter ton petit bon pied. À chercher rien qu'à m'encorner, à chercher rien qu'à m'encorner, j'ai obligé de l'attacher. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as toujours carotté ton petit pompier. J'ai obligé de l'attacher, j'ai obligé de l'attacher. Un jour son corps y a cassé. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as toujours carotté ton petit pompier. Un jour son corbille a cassé, un jour son corbille a cassé, la vache m'a envoyé voler. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit du pont de laine, t'as pu carotter ton petit du pompier. La vache m'a envoyé voler, la vache m'a envoyé voler, à plein vent sur le tas de fumier. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as pu carotter ton petit du pompier. À plein ventu, le tas de fumier, à plein ventu, le tas de fumier, j'ai ta beau quand je me suis relevé. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as dû carotter ton petit pont de pied. J'ai ta beau quand je me suis relevé, j'ai ta beau quand je me suis relevé, t'as pris 3 jours pour m'étayer. Marie-Madeleine, ton petit pont de laine, t'as dû carotter ton petit pont de pied.
But Bolduc's hit briefly launched Starr on the road to commercial success again, but the respite was of short duration. A severe economic world crisis, as we know it, completely crippled a dynamic company that was just starting to take off. Record companies fell one after the other. In late 1931, trying to avoid disaster, Starr put 78 double-sided discs on the market for only 69 cents. With four pieces, but this was not sufficient. And to stave off bankruptcy, the firm abandoned its music section to concentrate on recorded transcriptions and radio broadcasts and commercials. On Friday, the 6th of May, 1932, Beaudry was in the studio when Marie Balduc and her daughter were recording. The next morning, the artistic community learned with dismay that he had died of a heart attack at his home in Outremont 3 months after his 50th birthday. While Anglo-American music dominated all the markets, social and cultural factors such as massive migration of French Canadians to the United States and the appearance of music specifically intended for the various ethnic groups that were immigrating to the U.S. fostered the recording of popular songs in French. It is often forgotten that the effervescent roaring 20s preceding the Great Depression of the 1930s gave birth to the Quebec recording industry. In fact, during the 1920s, recordings of French-Canadian singers produced in Montreal proliferated, and it was a smashing success. The desire to draw largely upon the vernacular of ordinary people reflected the priorities of an entire culture. French-Canadian popular music met the needs for self-recognition. This need for an identity in a way that European and American music could never do. Canadians owed a debt of gratitude to Berliner and Beaudry, who actively participated in creating and developing a significant number of high-quality, distinctly French-Canadian recordings. The French-Canadian people identified with its grassroots musical heritage movement that was both contemporary and traditional. Here's part four, Juliette Béliveau, Mitaine et Chaussons, my mitts and my socks.
Quand ça sera le bon temps, s'il est manqué pas bête.
Thank you for listening. This has been Dead Wax 78. I'm your host, Sean. If you like the show, share it or make comments, send me ideas. It's all good. And I'll catch you on the flip side.